In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. In 6 days, God created the world. On the seventh day, he rested. And God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he had finished his work of creating that he had done. So Israel mirrored God. They worked for 6 days. Then on the seventh day, the Sabbath, they rested. This rest was not to give them a break from their work. It was more than that. For God had blessed the seventh day. They were not free to do whatever they wanted on this Sabbath day. It wasn't a day to take a vacation or to simply recharge, for God made holy the seventh day. Vacations and doing whatever you want does not make holy a day. But the Word of God makes holy the day. And so the Sabbath day, the seventh day, was a day for Israel to gather around the Word of God as God set them free from their bondage to sin by the proclamation of that Word and the promised Messiah who was to come. Sin had ruined God's six-day creation and so also that seventh-day rest. So Israel's physical rest could not help them in the least. They needed to hear the promises of the coming Messiah. The Sabbath was a shadow of the things to come. The reality, however, is found in Christ. Christ is your Sabbath rest. He came to be your substitute, washed with your sins, shouldered with your burden. He labored. He worked. He toiled in the heat of the day and the burden of the sun so that you might rest forever in him. He came to recreate man, restore him in the image and likeness of God. He eradicated all sin, driving it out not only from you but from this world. He took the law which stood against you and nailed it to his cross. Then on the sixth day, he finished his work of recreating man, which he had begun. And so he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. He rested from all the work that he had done and was laid in the tomb. On the Sabbath, he rested. On Holy Saturday, there was no more work for him to be done, for he had completely restored man. It was finished. The first day of the week, Easter Sunday, you see that new life. Christ rose from the grave, holy and glorious, now shining with the glory that is his from all eternity. He has restored man. By his death, he has restored man back to the image and likeness of God. Outside of Christ, there is no rest. Man is simply left to work for his own salvation. Outside of Christ, God is only a harsh taskmaster who demands that you be perfect even as he is perfect. And what man is equal to such a task? By the sweat of your brow, you will eat your food. Work is painful because of sin. Work takes a toll on our minds and on our bodies. Because of sin. Work eventually kills us because of sin. Outside of Christ, there is no rest, and we are left to wonder, have I done enough to gain an eternal rest? And the answer is simply no. So stop working and start resting in Christ. Stop trying to figure out how you can make God happy. And simply curl up in the arms of your loving Savior. Come to Jesus, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and he will give you rest. Work is hard. Doing the same thing again and again and again takes a toll on your body. Sitting day after day after day is not good and healthy, but it's our job sometimes. Watching over kids, raising a family, going to work, it's difficult and tough. We need rest. And that rest is found in Christ. He takes our stress, he takes our worries, he takes our burdens upon his shoulders, and then he gives to us his burden. and his yoke, which is easy and light. The rest Christ gives to you is the forgiveness of sins. The yoke and burden that Christ places on your shoulders is the forgiveness of sins. So he doesn't tell you to take a vacation. He doesn't tell you to get away from it all and recharge and regroup. He doesn't even tell you to take a day for yourself and simply enjoy life. No, he places his forgiveness on your shoulders. He tells you to come here, where the preaching of his word is and the administration of his blessed sacraments. For vacations, enjoyment, and days off, while they may serve a purpose, certainly cannot remove your sin or the death that it brings. So go to Christ. Go to Christ and rest in him. He is gentle and humble in heart, and he lets you curl up in his lap and do nothing at all, for it has all been done by him. In Christ, there is no fear, not of the past and not of the future. In Christ, there is no worry as to if we did enough work. In Christ, we do not wonder about how well we have done our work. In Christ, it is all fully and freely given. So we rest in Christ. Know where to find him. In his word. Vacations and days off do not make your days holy and good. But it's the word of God that sanctifies your life. It's the word of God that makes each and every day the Lord's day, not just Sunday when you gather. For it is the word of God that brings you Christ and the rest that he gives. Do not despise this word. Do not view it as somehow out of fashion or out of date, something for a bygone era. The preaching of this forgiveness is essential to our faith. So don't look for advice from friends on how to get through a work week or practical groups, small groups. Don't seek out friends or coffee centers or something new and exciting. Christ is not given in those things. Seek out the forgiveness of sins where Christ has placed himself. Look for the proclamation of the word and the administration of those sacraments. And then go and receive them as often as you can, so that you may receive the burden of Christ, which is the righteousness that comes by faith. Gladly hear his word. Gladly hear of his death yet again, because it was for you. Rejoice. Rejoice to yet again hear that same Christmas message, the same Good Friday message, the same Easter message. It is the heart of your salvation. Nothing more needs to be done by you. You are free. The rest Christ gives has set you free. He doesn't have to give it to you. He doesn't have to tell you that he loves you again and again and again. He doesn't have to place his word before you daily. He knows how often people despise his word and brush it aside. But he longs to. He desires nothing more than to place that word before you day after day, hour after hour, so you may continue to receive what he gives. But if you push it off, if you view it as somehow unimportant or take it for granted, it'll be there tomorrow. You may look for it tomorrow and never find it. Do not test the patience of God. Receive his rest as he is still giving it to you today. Listen to his voice today. Receive his blessed sacrament today, for today is the day of your salvation. Today is the day that God wants to sanctify by his word. Today is the day that God wants to make you holy yet again by his word. Tucked away in the holy wounds of Christ, you have nothing more to fear. The law cannot burden you, for Christ has taken away the law and fulfilled it. Your sin cannot condemn you, for Christ has borne your sin along with the curse and has put on you his perfect righteousness. Your work, your job, does not define you, but the blood of Christ defines you. So live in that rest. Even while you strenuously labor at work or at home, you are still resting in Christ, for you are free from the burden of having to earn your salvation. Live in that forgiveness, being joyful in all that you do. What you do will not be perfect, but thanks be to God, your salvation doesn't depend on it. You will still find sin, and yet Christ will still wash away that sin in his righteousness. So continue to make use of his word daily. For you, every day is a Sabbath day, a day of rest, because every day you live in Christ and rest in him. For you, every day is the Lord's day, a holy day to the Lord, because every day you live under the forgiveness of sins which Christ has won. In 6 days, God created the world. The seventh day, he rested. On the sixth day, God recreated the world by his cross. And on the seventh day, he rested, so that you might rest in him forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.